Right now, let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Well, we both won last night.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Oh, a stinker of a game.
Yep. I was watching Family Guy and Lucifer all night.
Family Guy and Lucifer. I went to bed early, but I got up and I saw the score, and it was just, once again, another NFL disaster.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it for a little while, and, you know, Carolina runs the ball and throws the ball and does everything they're supposed to until they get inside the 10-yard line, and then Cam Newton calls his number about 9 times to try to get a touchdown to do a dance. It's pathetic.
You're exactly – that's exactly the way they do it, though. That's
Cam, you know, Cam Newton, he's the LeBron James of football in his mind.
Speaking about LeBron James, he did bring them back against the Knicks last night, and that's the difference between young
team.
Well,
here's the thing with what happened last night. It's a big, big plus for the Knicks.
Yeah.
LeBron James put on his show, you know, doing his dance at the end and all that he does, and he started getting in the Knicks' face. The Knicks came back at him. The Knicks didn't take it. They're like, good, okay, you made your shot. Shut up, go down the other end of the court, and let's finish the game. Kudos for the Knicks. This is something you never saw with the Knicks before, because there was that unsung brotherhood between Marshmello and LeBron James where you couldn't upset the apple cart. Well, these young Knicks are different, and they don't care about it. They showed a lot of heart last night that they're here to win basketball games and not be friends. I take my hats off to the Knicks last night. They lost the game, but they showed me a lot of character last night. That they're just not going through the motions. They want to improve themselves and win basketball games, and that's the name of being a professional. They did a good job last night.
Yeah, I think they did a good job, and I think they're on their way. I don't know whether it's going to take a year or 2 years or anything, but I think they're on the way. They're clear. The clubhouse is clear of big-headed egomaniacs, and they want to play basketball now.
Yeah, I mean, it was really good. I didn't watch the game. I saw the highlights of the end of the game, and you know, he's getting in people's face, and he makes a basket and stands in the key between a player and the ball and won't move so he get the ball. So the player on the Knicks, who is about 9 inches shorter, pushes him out of the way to get the ball, and then he seems perturbed that he's been pushed. Hats off to the Knicks. He's just another player. That's all. He puts his, like my old coach said, he puts his pants on just like you. There's no nothing better than him than you. You just go out and take care of it. And that's the mentality the Knicks had, and I was really glad to see it.
All right. Aaron Judge, unanimous pick as Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, both of these were anticlimactic. Bellinger in the National League, Judge in the American League. They both had big seasons for rookies, both deserving to win the trophy. And you could have called this one in probably July.
Yeah. And Carlos Beltran is retired.
Yeah, he's due. He's about 400 years old, and you know, his bat slowed down, his body's worn out. It's time. And what better way to go out than winning a World Series that he did with Houston? A first for Beltran, a first for Houston. That's the way to ride out into the sunset.
And now they're talking about him. Some teams grooming him as a possible manager.
That's I've been involved with baseball a very, very long time. And it used to be that you had to be a successful manager somewhere along the line to get a chance to manage in the major leagues. Now all you have to do is have a name. Don Mattingly is a good case of that. He went from oblivion to managing. Now you're talking about A-Rod managing and Beltran. They might be good baseball people, but they don't know how to run a team. They need to go through the A, double A, triple A system, see if they can do it, and then if they can, then you give them a chance. As a player, the worst thing that you can do is go from nowhere to managing a major league club, because you have nothing to gain and everything to lose. They expect you to win, and chances are you're not going to win, and then all of a sudden you're labeled as a bum. It's ridiculous, and you got to hope that these players' egos don't stand in the way of what's right and what's smart. Because if you do that, you're just grooming yourself to lose.
All right, where else do you want to go now in sports?
Where else can we go today? We covered most of it. There was no local hockey last night.
No,
I don't think there's any local hockey tonight. The Rangers play. They play Chicago tomorrow in Chicago. There's the locals are getting a couple of days off, and they've had some tough games. So you got to be pretty happy with the hockey if you're a local. The Rangers got off to a bad start. They're playing better. They're tied with the Islanders, who also got off to a bad start. And if you look at the Islanders, they're undefeated at home, which is a big thing for them. And if anybody says that they expected the Devils to be winning their division as we go into Thanksgiving, I'll show you a guy named Pinocchio, because there's no way you could have thought it. So three good things going on in hockey right now for New York. The Knicks are playing much better, so it kind of eases the pain of the two lousy football teams they got.
All right, and Tampa Bay is off to a great start this year.
Yeah, they're playing tremendous. They're 14-2, and like I said, they're on that West Coast swing. When the East Coast teams go to the West Coast, sooner or later you run out of legs, and they just keep on going. They're 14-2 this year and playing tremendous hockey. So right now, barring injuries, Tampa Bay's definitely the team to beat, because they have a deep team. They have a good team. They were expected to be good last year, and they weren't as good as everybody thought. But they're not fooling around this year. Last year they had some key injuries that really destroyed them. And as long as they stay healthy, Tampa Bay is going to be a contender.
All right, and it looks like the mayors are not going to, and the tissues are not going to move. It looks like they're going to stick with what they got. And they're going to make these people perform their jobs.
Well, I just hope they do it the right way.
I mean,
to saying that the coach and the GM are going, that's anticlimactic. It's to see which clowns in the locker room they're going to get rid of too. That's important.
Yeah, well, I think we'll see some action on that if there's another game where the players, certain players, do what they did this last game. I think
they've been doing it for weeks now. What makes they're not going to change just because they decide to play 1 week? I mean, come on, you know, anybody can fake it for a week.
Well, we'll see what happens. But
a lot of overpaid people that shouldn't be playing.
But it looks like we're going to be sitting there with a 1-15 team.
It's very possible. It's very possible. And they even screwed that up. They let the 49ers beat them.
That's right. It's a good thing they don't play Cleveland this year, because they'd let Cleveland beat them.
That would be pathetic, wouldn't it?